There's been a lot of attention on what you just were talking about, Jules, with the specifics of moving from one vehicle to the next and being successively targeted each time they transfer vehicles. And, you know, so you could, the one, you know, we don't know for a fact because the IDF is not going to release this information publicly for sure. And they're probably not even going to tell their counterparts at the U.S. State Department. You know, they're probably not going to be sharing that candidly what exactly happened. They're going to have a story. It doesn't mean that's what happened. So we don't know if this is the result of somebody operating, you know, like via screen, a drone or, you know, like a missile system, and specifically targeting one truck after the next, or something that's been in the news recently is how much Israel has relied on AI for targeting. So how involved were people in this process is an interesting question, because it's totally believable that there was somebody on the other side of a screen just picking truck after truck after truck and locking on targets and you know, and saying go. And I don't think Israel is using AI to launch missiles or anything like that, but it does make you wonder whether, like, how involved AI was in this, like in picking those trucks as targets. And whether there really was anybody involved, you know, like it was something that was public. It's been public for a couple of years, how much Israel has tried to offload like that kind of intelligence gathering onto AI, where they're just supplying an enormous data set of, you know, supposed intelligence, which could be, you know, 10% something like factual and 90% junk for all we know, because, you know, like that question is there regarding all intelligence gathering. They have something called this Lavender system. During the first couple of weeks of the war on Gaza, basically this Lavender system identified something like 37,000 Palestinian targets.
According to a Guardian article about the Lavender system, there was a former White House security official that said that in the Israel-Hamas war, they said, would be an important moment if the IDF is using AI in a significant way to make targeting choices with life and death consequences.
There's an interview in 972 Mag where, you know, this person is an anonymous source. So, you know, go with the, you know, take that for what it is. But he said that human personnel only served as a rubber stamp, quote unquote, for the machine's decisions, adding that normally they would devote only about 20 seconds to each target before authorizing bombing. 20 seconds. Think about the history of warfare and how it has become increasingly depersonalized successively as technology has been applied to it. There was a time when you had no choice but to be face to face with somebody if you wanted them dead. You had to be there. Then as we get, you know, more and more social organization, you can have somebody who's in charge of a group who says, hey, you guys, you go over there and kill that guy. But he still had to like know who the guy was and know who the people were that were being sent to go do the murdering. And then you get further and further away. And now you can, you know, you can tell an archer to lob an arrow. You can tell somebody you can tell a group of people to release the rocks on a catapult. You know, or you can tell somebody to, you know, dump that oil. And then later on, you can tell somebody to shoot that guy. But somebody had to pull the trigger. Somebody had to put that person that they're about to kill in their sights at the end of their rifle and pull that trigger.
And even when we get to the video game warfare of drones that were complained about during the Obama administration primarily, then we start getting into this Ender's Game sort of
you
critique.
Still have a human being staring at the
still
screen
have a human being.
Following the little, like, you know, the rectangle that is locked onto the target's head from the drone that you're operating, and following that around as they move and move and move, and maybe deciding like, okay, now they're, you know, they're clear of civilians, or at least I think they are, or they're cleared at least to my level of satisfaction. You know, that doesn't obviously look like a wedding party I'm about to destroy. And now we have, normally they would devote only about 20 seconds to each target before authorizing a bombing.
all of a sudden it's the same effort that a freshman college student is giving at 2 a.m. to his late term paper.
I mean, that's fucking
where he's just trying to cheat with ChatGPT.
I think that that is absolutely chilling to think that that there are lives that are ended based on 20 seconds of consideration. I don't know where you go from there other than outsourcing the entire thing to the software, where the computer program, you know, not only picks the target but launches the missile, and you just sit back looking at the numbers for the day like you're playing fantasy football.
I imagine some drone operator getting impatient like Nick Burns and your company's computer guy and saying move and then bombing the guy himself. But it really is a fucking problem that,
thanks for that size up. It is a problem.
I was going to say more to that sentence before you interrupted, cackling like a hyena.
It started off perfectly. There's no place to go from there.
It really is a problem that the influence of the Israel lobby.
Let's back up here. Let's back up with a tie-in to something that was said earlier.
Yeah.
So given all of that, given the horror that Israel has created in the Middle East and how many problems that they cause for not just the conscience of Americans, but the work that they've had to they've offloaded onto U.S. diplomats to try to explain all the shit that they get up to. What is going on with Israel? What's going on with our relationship with Israel?
This is a country that we have funded and almost unconditionally supported, if not explicitly unconditionally supported, since its inception in the 40s. No other country has received more
aid. That's saying a lot. That word inception is definitely doing a lot of work right there, as if it sort of was birthed into this desolate environment.
Yeah. It's back to that story of making an oasis in the right? desert.
They made the desert bloom. Nobody was living there. There wasn't anything going on. And Israel
how did all these Palestinians get here?
Like the modern state of Israel, that like putting it in the, you know, in the biblical place, you know, the historic place where the people had lived a long, long time ago, that was literally only one option on the table. They were looking at carving out chunks of Africa to turn into an Israeli state, or rather into a Jewish state. I don't know. Everybody.